Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Jokes sent in from Jim Waters in Lombard and Amy Anderson in Kildare and Dean Hacker in Bloomingdale. And Holly Aguelis and Carrie and Dave Carr in Canada sent us another joke. Shell from Aurora, thank you. Brian Penikoff and Gurney, you too. There's Bob Corley from Arlington Heights and Pam Adams in Tucson. Jenny Wilson, Bonatti of Arlington Heights. Let's see, I think I got that right. And Ed, the proud owner of a coveted WGN Speed Jokes coffee mug in Lyle. James Wing is sipping coffee from his Speed Jokes mug in Southwest Michigan. And Coffrin writes in Wilmette, I think this is my third attempt for a coffee mug. Thanks for your commitment to your listeners. We are blessed. That's nice of you to say, and I think we are blessed here at the station for having all the listeners we do. Sharon Martin is still searching for the mountain in Mount Prospect, she says. And Greg in Naperville sent us a joke. He's a Speed Jokes mug winner. Janet Ellisher is still sending jokes to other teachers, and they're now posting their own. They're paying it forward, Janet. Here we go. No, for no reason, apparent reason, by the way, we have a lot of food-related jokes today. Number one, did you hear that a cargo ship loaded with Hellmann's sank off the coast of Mexico? It was the great Cinco de Mayo. What's the jolly green giant most afraid of? Avocado pickers. When life hands you lemons, unless life also hands you sugar and water, your lemonade is going to suck. I'm reading a book about a girl and her moldy bread and of green bagels. Just when you think that food cannot possibly call you on your phone, boom, onion rings. This just came in. Dear John Williams, I'm 22 years old and I just realized that this little piggy went to market does not mean he went shopping. I just checked my homeowner's insurance policy, Dave. If my blanket gets stolen in the middle of the night, I won't be covered.
Hey, John, what are you doing?
I'm looking up the word opaque in the dictionary.
What's it say?
Well, the definition's not clear. My wife has left me, Dave. Again, she says I'm too old-fashioned.
I'm sorry to hear that, John.
I wager a shilling she'll be courting a chap who's a scoundrel. Damn you, woman! And finally, don't you just hate it when, I know I do, I just hate it when I'm singing along with the song on the radio and the artist gets the lyrics wrong.